This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Make us crazy. So I'm about to put a bow on this and get into some of the other news. And I just hope I've done a good job breaking this down and covering it, because it's so overwhelming and it's so incredible and quite frankly beyond the pay grade of any talk show host. But slowly but and surely, politicians and other leaders are starting to wake up and fill that void, thank God. Rand Paul is one of them. He was on Fox News last night. The story, the video clips at Infowars.com. We may play it coming up, too. Vindicated Rand Paul blasts lying Fauci over civilization-ending experiments. Exactly. That's what this is. That's what Fauci is. They're mad scientists doing civilization-ending experiments because they can. And they laugh about it and scoff about it, and they think they're so much better than everybody else, and you can see their arrogance in the videos of Fauci and Dosik and Michael Spector and the rest of them. And I mean, they literally say in the videos, I mean, that's what's so frustrating is, we're here every day for 10 hours a day breaking all of this down, but it's like we don't have time to just rehash all of it every day, to just add the backdrop, to just add every detail to the bigger picture and every development. So it's like if you don't follow it every day, you're missing a lot of different elements and details and angles of the stories. But when they go on C-SPAN and they say, Michael Spector says, with Dr. Fauci, mind you, and he says, wouldn't it be better if more people died? Wouldn't it be better if more people died from the flu so that we could make them take vaccines? Wouldn't it be better if more died? Wouldn't that be better? It's literally what he says. It's like, that's unbelievable. Shut up, Schroyer. No, that's real. I don't have time to play you all these clips over and over and over again. Dosik bragging about gain of function. Fauci bragging about gain of function. They're all on tape, folks. There's going to be this when this trial goes down, it's not going to take long. Because this isn't like the 1940s where it's harder to pull up videos and commentary and documents. No, we're in the digital age now. We've got it all. We've got all your videos. We've got all your documents. And Rand Paul, slowly but surely, is getting to the point of no return, which is where we need to go, which is putting yourself in front of these diabolical mad scientists and saying, no. No more. You are going to have to go through me now. Saying Fauci is doing civilization-ending experiments. And that's exactly what he was doing. And that's exactly what they're doing right now with this vaccine. But, oh, see, here's this headline at InfoWars. CNN refuses to apologize to Joe Rogan over ivermectin smear. Yeah, that's nice. Maybe they'll apologize to Joe. I'm sure they won't. But how about CNN apologizes to America? How about CNN apologizes to the world for lying about everything all day long? I think CNN owes the entire planet an apology. That includes Joe Rogan. So does Howard Stern. He calls NBA player Kyrie Irving an idiot and a douchebag for refusing COVID-19 and sacrificing millions of dollars. No, they should be praised. They're heroes. The athletes, the coaches, people that have sacrificed millions of dollars because they don't want to be part of a worldwide human experiment. That's character. That's principle. That's That's heroic. That's courageous. You're the coward, Howard Stern. You're the idiot, Howard Stern. You, like CNN, owe the world an apology.
I'm taping this message on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, and I've got some great news to report to the listeners. For at least 1 week, we're going to be able to run a sale with Bobby's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that just got back in stock after being sold out almost 5 months because of supply chain breakdowns. It has a 95% curcuminoid level. Most of the turmeric supplements have a 5 to 10% curcuminoid level. Our leading competitor has a 75% curcuminoid level. This is a special proprietary concentrate. It is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, as an antioxidant, for your whole body. It's documented. It's amazing. Everybody knows that turmeric is an incredible thing that God created. And Bodies is the strongest and best you're going to find. And it's back in stock. And it funds the InfoWar. 40% off for a limited time. That goes back to regular price right now. InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this special for 1 week.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I'm going to move on, even though I have to tell you it's tough and there's still more I could cover. Maybe we'll come back to it later. By the way, Mark Dice coming up in the third hour as well. But, boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, what a time. What a time. What a time. Because what's going to happen as all these political prisoners are completely proven to be political prisoners, as the lies of January 6th continue to be exposed. And I've got more on that coming up. But then you have the real criminals that unleashed a pandemic on the planet still walking free. So what's it going to be like when all of this is undeniable and the real criminals on planet Earth that just unleashed a pandemic on us and an experimental vaccine mandate are walking free while innocent political prisoners in the United States of America are still rotting behind bars? What's that going to look like? What is the response going to be like to that? What is that moment going to feel like? Because it's right around the corner. I mean, we are reaching that point, or as Alex called it yesterday, that event horizon. And really, we've already crossed it. Really, the event horizon has already been crossed. It's already been realized. But as usual, most people are late to the party, and, you know, light and sound and things take time to travel. So, but we really have. I mean, this is all inevitable. It's all happening now. And it's just a matter of time before the world has to deal with this and decide how we're going to go forward. Or maybe we'll just give up. Maybe we'll just give in and just say, yeah, you know what? The New World Order defeated us. We're done. We're owned now. We're corporate slaves now. So just is what it is. We don't want to fight this battle. Or there'll be righteous indignation and there'll be leaders that step up and actually want to stop this insanity, stop this global government tyranny. But in the meantime, you had Biden at a fake town hall last night. You say, well, fake town hall, what do you mean? It wasn't a real town hall. They kept the location secret so that you couldn't have thousands of Biden protesters show up or thousands of Trump supporters show up. So they kept the location secret to avoid that. And they didn't invite, it wasn't an open audience. They only invited a select people to come in. So the whole thing was controlled. And of course, you know, CNN's Anderson Cooper running it. So that's not a real town hall. The town wasn't invited. They didn't even tell you where it was. So yeah, it was a fake town hall. It was a staged event, just like everything else they do. Like Kamala Harris walks into her surprise birthday party and shouts, "Surprise." What? You couldn't be more fake if you were a $3 bill. Or Kamala Harris sitting down with kids talking about space and NASA. It turns out they were all paid actors. This is the fakest White House you've ever seen. This is the most corrupt time in U.S. history. It's not even close. It's off the scale. It's like, you know how we have the VAERS charts with the vaccine deaths? It's like off the charts right now. Just tens of thousands dead from vaccines. It's never been anywhere near that high. It's like a professional baseball player hitting 500 home runs in a single season. It's the same thing with how fake this White House is. It's the same thing with how corrupt this country is right now. But so let's get into some of this here with Biden. I don't even know where to begin, quite frankly. I really don't. Joe Biden, when asked about going to the border last night, he says he hasn't had time to go to the border, even though he spent at least 70 days on vacation in Delaware that we know of. 70 days on vacation in Delaware that we know of, but he hasn't had time to go to the border. And then he insists that Jill Biden went down there, which I don't know why that matters to anybody, or if it's even true. He doesn't either. Joe Biden slack-jawed as he confuses black congressman with black mayor during CNN town hall. Boy, wouldn't that be considered racist? But no, it's because Biden doesn't know where he is. He's suffering from severe mental deficiencies. Bumbling Joe Biden struggles to spit out answer on gas prices, begs Saudi Arabia to bail out U.S. after his actions has caused U.S. prices to skyrocket. We've got that, too. He's a joke. He's an embarrassment. You should have seen his body language last night. And let's go to some of it now. First, let's start with, and this is just, I'm so sick of this, guys. Play clip 5. Here's Joe Biden saying that it's time for the rich to pay their fair share.
Here's the deal, though. You have 55 corporations, for example, in the United States of America, making over $40 billion. Don't pay a cent. Not a single little red cent.
Yeah, why is that?
Now, I don't care. I'm a capitalist.
Oh,
I hope you can be a millionaire or a billionaire. Not a problem. But at least pay your fair share. Chip in a little bit.
And who are those corporations not paying their fair share, Joe? Oh, that's right. All the leftist corporations like Google and Apple that fund the Democrat Party and the Republicans. So it's all the liberal heads of these major corporations that don't pay the taxes. That's why he doesn't call them out by name. That's why he doesn't call the CEOs or the presidents out by name, because they're all Democrats. See how that works? See how that works? But you notice how they never, there's no prerequisite here of a fair share. What is a fair share? What is a fair share? How do you determine what a fair share is? It's all rhetoric, so that they can justify increasing taxes on the little guy, meant to destroy the middle class and put everybody in poverty, so that the rich continue to dominate and get richer. Which we saw that phenomenon in 2020, unlike any other year in human history. There's never been a larger transfer of wealth in modern day history as there was in the year 2020, from either small businesses or the middle class to the top 1% of the 1%. And he's right. They don't pay taxes because they're all Democrats. They've all cut deals with the government. But he doesn't name them, and he doesn't say what a fair share is either. Because if he had to name them, and if he had to say what a fair share was, the whole thing would fall apart, and it'd show how fraudulent they are. And, of course, we all know the numbers. The wealthy pay the most taxes. It's not even close. They pay beyond a fair share. You know what a fair share would be? How about nobody pays any taxes? There you go. That would end that problem, but that won't be the case. Then the government can't control your life. Now let's go to clip 3. Again, folks, the body language this guy was exhibiting last night. I just don't even know what to say about it. Because I don't want to be insensitive to people that, you know, are suffering in their old age or people that actually have mental handicaps that can't help it. But I mean, his behavior and body language at times was of a decrepit old person that literally doesn't know where they are, crapping their pants, can't think, can't talk. So here he is in clip 3 for like, I don't know how long it was. He literally just like froze and was just like holding his hands up like this. Just one of the many odd body language features from Biden last night. Here it is in clip 3.
About that, with just in terms of inflation, because he told us at a town hall, I think it was in July, that
What is that?
Just near-term inflation. The Wall Street Journal recently talked to like 67 financial experts who said that they saw high inflation going all the way or deep into 2022.
What is he doing? He's literally now. I think what this is, because I've kind of heard about this before, but I'm not sure a doctor would be better off to maybe explain this. But I think what this is when you get into old age and you kind of lose control of your mind or your body, there's certain things that doctors will tell you to do to try to get control back. And so maybe that's what this was. Maybe him standing there and clenching his fists was him trying to regain consciousness, essentially, or maybe, you know, choke back a dump that was coming out. But what is that? And he had about three or four moments like that where he's just awkwardly like moving his hands, or he's stiff as a board, or he's leaning over like he's passed out. What is all that? Can you imagine if Donald Trump was doing this weird behavior on a fake town hall? They'd be, oh, he's sick. Look, he's sick. He can't think. He can't walk. We need to get him out of the White House. Oh, but Biden, clearly deficient mentally.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Providing professional education. Don't pay a cent. Not a single little red cent. Let's go through Los Angeles what am I doing here?
The Long Beach?
Long Beach, thank you.
You had told us at a town hall, I think it was in July, that the this was just near-term inflation. The Wall Street Journal recently talked
about childhood. A gigantic disadvantage.
Mr. President, the question was on the community college. No,
you know, look, I was a senator for 370 years. So when a drug deal was going down, she'd pick up the phone and call and say to that police officer with a cell phone that the drug deal's going down, knowing that she would never be fingered, knowing that she would never be the one told it happened. And so crime began to drop. They had to know who owned the local liquor store. They had to know and walk in and shake hands with the local minister. They had to know. That's...
I am Cornholio!
Put up Biden as a Beavis. Put up Beavis Biden there. If you watch Beavis and Butthead, you know it's from the movie. Beavis like sits there. It's like this. He's like high on drugs or something. He's like
I am Cornholio. Oh, no. Must make give me for my bundle.
That's Biden in real life now. A fictional cartoon jackass character is now Joe Biden, the president of the United States in real life.
I am Cornholio. I am Biden-holio. Must raise taxes for my bunghole. Must destroy U.S. economy. I am Biden-holio. Biden-holio.
He literally goes, what am I doing up here on the stage? What am I doing up here? The president of the United States says, what am I doing up here? On the stage of a fake-controlled town hall.
President Cornholio.
Anderson, what am I doing up here?
This guy. I'll tell you, man.
You know, here's the good news. The good news is that, yeah, that's Biden before he goes on a town hall.
I am Cornholio. I am Bidenholio. Must destroy America for my Chinese communist. Cornholio Biden.
But so here's the good news. You know, as bad as it may get for us and the corruption and the lies and the media and the tyranny and everything, this thing is going to sputter out, folks. This is not, they can't win. With leaders like Joe Biden, Justin Trudeau and the rest of these goons that they have up there, Rachel Levine, they win nothing. So, yeah, you know what? It's going to be real bad for us. And I do think we're going to have to put up with it for another 2 to 3 years. And we're going to get the climate tyranny. And it's just going to get worse and worse. But you know what? Their time is short and they know it. Which is almost bad news, too, because then they may pull something off really desperate, like starting World War III with China. But they're totally exposed. Fauci's exposed. Biden's exposed. The world is waking up to all of it. The world is ready to take its destiny back. The world is ready to take its future back. And with clowns like Biden in the forefront as the face and the voice of the New World Order, there's no hope for them. They know it's all said and done with. They're done. So they're going to have to launch a World War III type scenario if there's not, which there won't be, if they're not arrested, these massive criminals. But just wow. That's really all you can say to that. really all you can say to that. Let's go here to another outrageous Biden clip from last night, Biden Holyo. Here he is in clip four. This is just, I mean, folks, it's just unbelievable the lies that they can say straight-faced. It's just unbelievable how they can just make something up, whole cloth, just make something up and tell it to the American people on a fake town hall stage. Listen to this in clip four.
Like what they're saying about my buddy Colin Powell, and he was my friend who passed away. Colin Powell was vaccinated and he still died. Well, he knew he had serious underlying conditions and it would be difficult. He clearly would have been gone earlier had he not gotten the vaccine.
Really?
Had he not gotten the shots. But my generic point is there's so much misinformation.
Yeah, you are the misinformation. Did you hear what he just said? He clearly would have been alive. Or you know, what was the exact quote that he said there? He clearly would have been gone sooner if he didn't get the vaccine. Is that what it was? Hold on. I want to get the exact quote. Let's roll this outrageous lie from Joe Biden one more time, because I want to make sure I have the exact outrageous quote right. Here we go.
Like what they're saying about my buddy Colin Powell.
My buddy,
my friend,
Corn Pop.
Passed away. Colin Powell was vaccinated and he still died. Well, he knew he had serious underlying conditions and it would be difficult. He clearly would have been gone earlier had he not gotten the vaccine.
There it was. Okay. He clearly would have been gone earlier if he'd not gotten the vaccine. Do you realize how asinine that is? Do you realize how ridiculous that is? Well, the vaccine is now a life. It saves your life from anything now? The vaccine now extends your life? If you have cancer or anything? Oh, you've been marked with a terminal illness. You're going to die in March. But if you get the COVID vaccine, you might make it to June. What? That's outrageous. What a bold-faced... That's not even a lie. That's literally just pulling something out of your ass. But see how... Think about how... Think about the real gravity of what he just said, though. First, he admits that Colin Powell, vaccinated, died from COVID, so the vaccine doesn't work. I mean, that should be it right there. Then he admits, well, he actually had all these underlying conditions, so actually he didn't die from COVID. He died from cancer and this other stuff or whatever he had. So again, it's, okay, the vaccines don't work, and then it's, the numbers are all skewed because we just claim everything is COVID, every death is COVID, even though it's cancer or all these other things. And then... After accidentally showing the world the truth, which most probably couldn't even see or hear, the vaccine doesn't work, might kill you, and it's not really COVID that are killing all these people, it's just all these other conditions. But then he has to cover it up with an outrageous statement that Colin Powell lived longer because he was vaccinated. What an outrageous lie with nothing to back it up at all. This Biden guy is a real piece of you-know-what. And now, here's some of the latest from our criminal president. I'll tell you. He says, he makes this statement today. Climate change is an existential threat to humanity. There it is. There it is, the next big scare tactic to conquer you using fear. That's why I'm making a commitment to get to net zero emissions on electric power by 2035. And you're making that commitment. You're not going to be here. And net zero emissions across the board by 2050 or before. Do you realize what that means, right? That means no humans left on Earth. Net zero. Net zero. So that either means that you're going to live in a cave eating raw meat that you hunt with sticks and rocks, or you're going to be dead. That's what net zero means. Either you're going to live in a cave trying to start fires with sticks and hunt with rocks, or you're all going to be dead. That's what net zero means.
I am taping this update on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, to let all of our great radio and TV listeners know that Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's been sold out for a long time, is back in stock with a 95% curcuminoid level that's so good for inflammation and more, for 40% off for a limited time, then it goes back to regular price in 1 week. That's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
back in stock, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. And VasoBeats is selling out fast. So good for your heart, your lungs, your cardiovascular system. Creates nitrous oxide in the blood. It's a really strong concentrate as well. It's 50% off. Krill oil, selling out fast, 40% off. Oh, my God. You think fish oil's good? This is amazing. Krill oil. DNA Force Plus. I've extended that for a few more days. 40% off back in stock. Amazing. Down and out, 50% off. It's got 8 different natural compounds for deeper, cleaner sleep. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's continue and finish up with the Biden debacle that was last night and just the outrageous sound clips that we have. And then we'll move on to some other news before Mark Dice joins us. Here's Biden last night telling you what he thinks about the non-vaccinated.
As many as one in three emergency responders in some cities like Chicago, Los Angeles, right here in Baltimore, are refusing to comply with city vaccine mandates. I'm wondering where you stand on that. Should police officers, emergency responders, be mandated to get vaccines? And if not, should they be stay at home or let go?
Yes and yes.
And they cheer, the fake crowd.
By the way, I waited until July to talk about mandating.
You know what? That's enough. Shut him down. I can't stand him. Folks, If I told you I was a time traveler, would you believe me? I mean, I'm telling you where this goes, okay? Right now it's, hey, these people won't drink the Kool-Aid. You're in the Jim Jones cult. Hey, these people won't drink the Kool-Aid. Do you think we should shackle them up and lock them in and make them prisoners? Well, absolutely. Ah! Woo! Yeah! You know where it goes next, right? Hey, these people won't comply with our climate mandates. Do you think they should be killed and slaughtered? Yes and yes. Yeah! Woo! That's where it goes next, folks. That's where it goes next. You better damn well believe it. They consider you a threat. They consider you a virus. They consider you a parasite. They consider you a cancer on this planet. And if you do not abide by their authoritarian dictate, then you should be killed. Because being a prisoner is not enough, you see. Because even if you're a prisoner, you're still adding to the carbon emissions, so they are just going to have to kill you. Oh, you think that we're above that? You think that we're beyond that in the 21st century? Guess again, bud. Oh, it won't be long. Not with this brainwashed cult. Not with this corrupt leadership. They'll up and outright say, should we start killing people that don't obey by carbon emission laws? And they'll say yes, and they will cheer it. They will cheer it. We may even live to see that, folks. You may even live to see that moment. Because you would have never believed. You would have never believed if someone would have told you that you're going to have a day where Americans are going to celebrate political prisoners, when Americans are going to celebrate forced experimental medicines, and if you don't take them, you can't travel, you can't work, you can't do nothing. You would have never thought you would see the day in America where that would be celebrated. Here you are. Here you are. And guess what? They're not stopping. The train is still on the tracks, and it's only gaining speed. Human history always repeats itself. You may actually see the day. I hope it doesn't get to this point, but we may actually see the day. Hell, I might be the one they kill. But you may actually see the day where they just start killing people that they disagree with politically or that won't abide by their climate tyranny. And they'll say, should we kill those people? And Biden or Kamala Harris will say, yes, we should. And they'll all break out into applause. You may actually see that day. That's how bad it is. But this Biden can't stop lying. He makes this statement. I ran for president for three reasons. To restore the soul and decency of our country. Okay, you failed there. To rebuild our economy from the bottom up and the middle out. What does that even mean? Well, either way, you still failed there, too. And to help unite our country. So 0 for 3. And then he says, we're on the right track. What? I mean, this guy is such a Looney Tune, man. Seriously, this is a cartoon world. And the amazing thing about this, though, is, guys, if you pull up the actual tweet, the amazing thing about this is it's like all the replies are saying how he's failed, how he's horrible, how he's the worst, how he needs to be arrested. It's just it's wild to see. It really is wild to see. I mean, I could do entire shows every day that would be extremely entertaining by just going off one or two of these tweets and just reading the replies. I mean, I could fill 3 hours a day, no problem, and it would be so entertaining. But there you go. So there's Biden just lying through his teeth, but just being completely rejected by the American people. And the crew's trying to find that one. Yeah, there it is. And you can just see all the negative replies. And the Let's Go Brandons, which, by the way, they're about to pull a switcheroo on Let's Go Brandon. So I guess we might as well just tell you that that's coming here, too, today. We have the clip. Let's go to, let me see here. Do we have the clip here, guys? Do we have the Brandon clip, guys, from Biden? It's not on the video list, but Scott gave me this. You know what? We may have to cover this later if we don't have it. It's okay. But They are now, they now have their plan to pull the old switcheroo on the Let's Go Brandon chant. And so we'll get that video and we'll show you what they're going to do. It's just sick. These people are so sick and evil. But it just shows that Let's Go Brandon was effective. So phony Kamala Harris musters fake Southern accent during campaign speech for Terry McAuliffe. Boy, boy, I don't have that video in here either, but I kind of been interested in seeing that. So, Kamala Harris, we've got a border crisis, we've got an economic crisis, we've got a supply chain crisis. And what's Kamala Harris doing? She's campaigning for Democrats in Virginia. That's, you know, because that's what the vice president's duty is, to campaign for other Democrats. That's what it's all about, folks. Don't you know? Didn't you know that? How are things going for Terry McAuliffe? Anyway, well, he just got a $100,000 donation from a Jeffrey Epstein associate who owns a plane called the F-Jet. I'm censoring myself here. So he's, you know, he's big into Biden. I'm sure Biden's big into that, too. The F-Jet. Terry McAuliffe gets a $100,000 donation from Jeffrey Epstein associate who owns a plane called the Bang Jet. Put it like that. How about that? How about that? By the way, I'm telling you, this you know, it'd be a lot nicer if I didn't have the federal government trying to destroy my life and a bunch of liars in the media trying to help in that effort. Because, I mean, honestly, like, I could come up here and have fun with this and laugh. I mean, this is hilarious, comical stuff. Like this. So, Terry McAuliffe came out last year and said that Ralph Northam should be removed from office because he wore blackface. So, you know, Ralph Northam, famous for wearing blackface. But then he had Ralph Northam come and promote his campaign, and he hugged and shook his hand and said how great he was. So, wait, he's racist and bigoted because he wore blackface and needs to resign to, oh, now he's going to help me campaign, he's great. But it's even funnier than that, and Youngkin, the guy running against him, points it out. The guy running for attorney general right now, you may have heard of, Mark Herring, also wore blackface. Another Democrat. Two Democrats in the Virginia government both wore blackface, Northam and Mark Herring. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, man. This is like a comedy movie or something. They're all wearing blackface, but telling you how racist you are. Just outrageous. Just outrageous. Is this the Kamala Harris accent video, guys? Look at how phony this woman is. This is the phoniest woman you're ever going to see in your life. But like a bad actress, though. Like a horrible actress. Like she would try out for parts in movies and not get a single one because she's so disingenuous. I can't even stand this. I can't even look at her. All right. When we come back, I'm going to pile drive into more of this news. And now they just say what we told you all along. If you want your freedom, you have to get vaccinated. Now they're just saying it. So your freedom isn't given by God. It's given by the government now. See, they own you. The government owns you. The corporate world government is going to own your ass. That's what they want.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From Phil Collins there. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of very apt, isn't it? Like, I don't care anymore. I don't have time to deal with your nonsense anymore. But they're never going to leave us alone, so we have to care. By the way, this news is breaking right now. It just keeps getting worse for Fauci, but this is actually an old story. It's just everybody's picking it up today for some reason. I guess because now that everybody knows Fauci's caught red-handed starting the pandemic. WCW investigation, Fauci wasted more than $1 million to poison beagle puppies and chop them up. And, I mean, folks, could this guy be more evil? What are we going to find out next? He's directly involved with studying aborted fetal cells and cutting babies up, too? Is that what's next? What's next? Anthony Fauci funded research involving injecting and force-feeding 44 beagle puppies toxic drugs, then killing and dissecting them. Look, this guy is an evil scientist, man. That's like, this is like Hannibal Lecter stuff. And they put that guy on TV. They put that, he's the top paid person in our government. Oh my God. Oh my God. We've fallen, man. That is probably the telltale sign that you are living in the most corrupt time in U.S. history. But it's beyond that. How evil and sadistic it really is. That Fauci, the top paid member of our government, who's been around for almost 50 years, cuts up puppies, poisons and chops up puppies. Number one paid government official. Poisons and cuts up puppies. Does biological weapons research. Starts pandemics. Lies about everything. Promotes deadly AIDS medicines that kill people. I mean, we all know the world is corrupt. We can all see how evil the world has gotten. I mean, does that not put it all into perspective right there? Does that not put it all in perspective, Fauci poisoning and chopping up dogs? What more do you need to know about this freak? Let's do this. Let's go to clip 10. This is out of the UK. Telling you what we told you already. You want to be a free, you want to be a free citizen? You want to have rights? You want to have anything? You got to take experimental medication first, which of course shows you're a slave. You're not free at all if you don't even have control of your own body. That's the point. But here they are saying it in clip 10.
We've always known that the winter months would pose the greatest threat to our road to recovery. The darker skies, the colder weather provide perfect conditions, not just for COVID-19 to thrive, but for other seasonal viruses too, like flu and norovirus. And ahead of winter, just as we expected, we're starting to see this impact.
Even though they're all vaccinated.
Cases are rising, and they could go yet as high as 100,000 a day.
They're all vaccinated.
The NHS is performing with distinction, and I'd like to thank everyone who's working so hard to keep us safe. And we'll do what it takes to make sure that this pressure
doesn't become unsustainable
and that we don't allow the NHS to become overwhelmed. This pandemic is not over.
Oh, okay.
Thanks to the vaccination program. Yes, the link.
Hold on, that's it. Pause it right there. We need to just cut that out right there. That's the gold. This pandemic is not over thanks to the vaccination program. Bingo! Bingo! You nailed it. That's it. That's all you need to know. That's the greatest truth he's ever told. But see, there's this notion that is so sick, so twisted, so inorganic, so satanic. We do not consent. We do not consent to you running our lives. We do not consent to you making health decisions for us. We do not consent to you deciding when we can be free. We do not consent to you deciding when we need to be in fear. We don't consent to all of it. Who do you think you are that you get to run our lives? Who do you think you are that you get to make decisions for us? Whether it's health or travel or anything. Who do you think you are? You're a bunch of sick control freak tyrants. You are the offspring, spiritually, of Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong and Pol Pot and the worst murderous regime dictators ever. You are their soul spawn. You are their spirit spawn. They still live through you, thinking that you have some sort of ordained right to control our lives. We do not consent. We don't want you running our lives. We don't give a damn what you have to say. We're not going to live in fear just because you tell us to. Boy, I tell you, let's just finish up the clip, because here comes, you can't be free unless you take the vaccine. Finish up the clip.
...and deaths has significantly weakened, but it's not broken. So we must all remember that this virus will be with us for the long term, and that it remains a threat.
Nope.
A threat to our loved ones, and a threat to the progress that we've made in getting our nation closer to normal life.
You're a threat. Normal life.
We're looking closely at the data, and we won't be implementing our Plan B of contingency measures at this point. But we'll be staying vigilant, preparing for all eventualities, while strengthening our vital defenses that can help us fight back against this virus.
That's weird. I must have missed the part where he says, if you want to keep your freedoms, you have to take the vaccine. That's fine. I can't waste any more time on it. But you know what we should do? We should isolate that clip out where he says, thanks to the vaccination program, the pandemic will never end. I mean, that's just hilarious. Because that's it. That's what it is. The vaccine has destroyed your immune systems, and all the new hospitalizations and COVID cases are vaccinated people. That's it. All right, let me just take a deep breath here, because I'm really revved up right now. All right, let's see what we have here. What else do we have here? Oh, this is funny. The Democrats just lie so boldly, and they just assume nobody will ever know it. Well, their constituents will never know it. They're idiots. But the rest of us will. So here's Elaine Loria responding to Glenn Youngkin, again, running for governor in Virginia, who says George Soros is funding his opposition, which is just true. It's all on record. I mean, it's campaign finance funds. And so Elaine Loria from Virginia, she works in the government. She says, I call it out in my own party, and I'm calling it out now. Evoking George Soros as a shadowy fundraiser is an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, and it's unacceptable from Glenn Youngkin. Okay, so George Soros, the guy that worked with the Nazis, it's anti-Semitic to say he's a bad guy, but that's not even it. It's anti-Semitic to even say he funds political campaigns, which he does to the tunes of millions of dollars. So Matt Walking just went ahead and pulled up the documents, and here's George Soros giving $5,000 to Pact to the Future, which right after that donation was made, gave $5,000 to Elaine Loria's campaign. So she's funded by George Soros. It's all on record. It's literally on record. She's funded by George Soros, but she says you're not allowed to say George Soros' name or you're an anti-Semite. You know, the guy that ran around with the Nazis to round up Jews. I just don't want to live. See, these people, you know, hey, these clowns, these liars, these corrupt minions, these, they have every right to live. Fine. You guys can live. I want you to live. Live a life. Play your little games. Weave your web of little lies. Do all your things. Would you please just leave us alone? We're so sick and tired of you. We just want to be free and prosperous and live in America again. That's all. It's really not that big of a deal. We just want to live our lives without you being involved. Doesn't mean we want you to die. Go live your life. Go play games with one another. Go lie to one another. Go play games with your kids. Let them have pedophiles bounce up and down on their laps. You know, let pedophiles rape them in bathrooms. You do your thing. You do your thing. You live in a communist satanic hellhole. That's your thing. You go ahead and do it. We don't want it. Okay? We're out. We're done with you. We want nothing to do with you. We want nothing to do with your medical tyranny. We want nothing to do with your climate tyranny. We want nothing to do with your sexual perversion. We want nothing to do with you controlling us. Nothing. We're done. We're opting out. We do not consent. But you're tyrants, so you won't let go, will you? You have to control us because you know you're living a lie. And the only way that your lie becomes truth is if you conquer the world with your lies. But we want nothing to do with you. Please leave us alone. Please, for the love of God. Please, for the love of God. You lunatics. You lunatics on the left in this country. Leave us alone. That's all we ask. Just leave us alone. Play your little games. Play medical tyranny. Play experimental vaccines. Play climate tyranny. Play all your fake news. Play all day long. I don't care. Go LARP all day long in your little fantasy world. We don't want to live in it. Do you get that? Please, just leave us alone. Leave the children alone, for the love of God, you sick satanic freaks!
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.